the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, donkey of the day for Monday, September 13th might go to a Florida woman named Ashley Ruffin. I said might. Okay, the reason I say might is because every day one of our producers, Dan, gives me a list of, you know, of donkeys. Some I agree with, some I don't. This one I'm not sure I agree with, but it will make a lively discussion. And I'm going to leave it up to you, the jury, meaning the listeners, to decide. Okay, we haven't done Breakfast Club Court in a while. Now, what does your Uncle Sharla always tell you about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And I must say, even though, you know, I have Ashley on the docket for today's Donkey of the Day, we're going to have to take her to Breakfast Club Court because on paper, okay, I could see why someone might think she's a donkey. She got arrested and charged for battery and child abuse charges. But when you read the story and hear the story, you understand why she did what she did. Now, I am a proud parent of three beautiful black daughters. Okay, dropping the clues bombs for all the parents out there. All right, my oldest is 13, so she's in eighth grade. This is my child. Okay, parents, we all know you have never felt what real love is until you have a child. I remember a woman named Daria Alexander. Salute to Daria Alexander. She's a news anchor here in New York on a Fox 5 News. She told me once that you don't really know what love is until you have children. And if you love your significant other or spouse the same way that you love your kids, that's real love. And I feel her. Like, I truly love my wife the way I love my kids. But those kids really show you what love is. I don't like to hear my kids cry. All of us who are parents have been in the other room and hear one of your kids crying and drop whatever you're doing and come running where they at to see what happened. Protect your kids at all costs is the name of the game. I can't even describe to you the feeling if you're not a parent. So, therefore, what Ashley Ruffin got arrested for, I can kind of understand. See, Ashley was arrested and charged, okay, with battery and child abuse after helping her son and his friend fight another child, allegedly. I know that sentence sounds crazy, but you gotta hear the story. Ashley Ruffin was accused of pulling the child's hair and arm while holding him so that her son and his friend could get their licks off, allegedly, okay? Some witnesses said Amber Ruffin displayed a taser at one point, allegedly. This is a 30-year-old woman. These kids are in middle school. If I had to guess, I would say eighth grade, and this is Florida. But I don't care what state it is, okay? It's a parent's natural instinct to defend their child. Now, Ashley is saying her son was the victim, and based off the video I saw, it looks so. Okay, it looks like this other kid was punishing this little boy in the hallway. And Ashley says that's not the first time. Actually, Ashley got on Facebook Live and discussed the first time these kids jumped on her seed. Let's listen.
This is such a biased, one-sided story. I would never hurt a child. Last week, my son was attacked by a kid in his school. He was playing basketball in PE, and he was being defensive playing basketball, and the kid got mad. Elijah was trying to avoid it. They go to the locker room, and the kid is insisting. Elijah says he laughed it off. They walked to the hallway, and this kid was walking behind my son. And that's when the kid said something to Elijah. Elijah took his backpack off and got beat up. Based on the principle, this was a 3-second altercation. My son was fine. Both kids squared up. There was one blow. Nothing for me to be concerned about. This video that I have now was not out. He said, Mom, you can't hear, but I was telling him, stop, stop, because he's not a fighter. That was Thursday of last week.
Now, Ashley said her son had been attacked by the other child the week before. Okay, in an incident that got both of them suspended. All right, so she held her child back a couple of days before she sent him back after the first fight. Now, the alleged victim said he was sitting with his friends when two kids approached him. This is after they came back to school. He said one of them started hitting him, and he got up and pushed him to the ground, and then other boys started hitting him, and that's when his friends started coming over to help him. The victim also stated that sometime during the fight, he believes one of the boys' mothers, I guess which was Ashley, grabbed him and held him while the boys beat him. That's not Amber's story about the second fight, though. Listen.
So Wednesday, thank God I got to the complex on time. Who do we see? Both kids engaging. And there had to at least been 10 to 15 other kids on his side, the kid's side. When we approached, all I can say was, Miguel, hurry up and park the car. I got out. I grabbed him by his backpack to pull him off, and everybody just thinks that I'm some superwoman. Like, these kids are big. The kid's taller than me. I'm only 5'3". And I'm pulling him off. Miguel's trying to clear the crowd because all the kids are going 5'5", you know, middle schoolers. My son backs off. I said, get off of him. Don't touch him. Let's get the f*** out of here. And that's it.
I believe Miguel is the husband, too, but Amber Ruffin said all she was doing was breaking up the fight. She said she grabbed him by his backpack to pull him off. Everybody thinks she's a superwoman. These kids are big. The kids are taller than her. She's only 5'3". She's pulling him off. She's got a point. Now, if she's grabbing this kid, you know, to pull him off her child and her son gets some licks in, that's not on her. She's just attempting to protect her child. Okay? Listen, Ashley Ruffin asked a real question. Okay? Do we have that question? Do we have the question, Red?
No.
Okay, well, she asked a real question, right, in the Facebook live audio, which is the topic of our discussion and what we are asking in Breakfast Club Court. You heard the story. All the evidence has been presented. Ashley Ruffin asked the question, what would you do if your kid was getting beat inside of a school? That's what she said on her Facebook Live. If you feel like you would have done the same as Ashley, then Ashley has to be found not guilty. If you think Ashley is wrong, then I will have to award her the biggest hee-haw. Let's discuss. I said, Red, if you think Ashley is
people's
wrong,
court
then I will have to award
the left
her
side.
The biggest hee-haw. There you go. Let's discuss.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Is Ashley wrong? Let's say your kid was in class and he was getting his ass.
Red must already think she is the way he let that
I know, right?
Off-line.
Goodness gracious.
Well, this is probably his first time doing Breakfast Club Court.
No, it's not. 800-585-1051. So we're asking. Ashley's son was getting his ass whooped, getting his ass beat. He was getting kicked all around the hallway. She seen it. She grabbed the kid. She held the kid and let her son get a couple of licks in.
Well, no, we don't know if that's not what she said. She just said she saw all of these people around her child, so she just grabbed the guy that was hitting on her child and pulled him by his backpack. It's not like she, from what her story is, it's not like she did it to hold him so her sons can hit. It's just she's protecting her child, which I think any parent would do.
All right, well, is she wrong for this? 800-585-1051. Maybe that's what I would have did. I would have picked the kid up by the book bag, held the little kid's arms, let my kid get a couple of licks in. Jeez. That's just me.
Boy, beat your ass.
What?
Them boys would have beat your ass.
No, they wouldn't.
Them eighth graders, them big eighth graders, they'd have jumped you.
Why you think I make Logan do all them push-ups and lift all them weights, huh? You think he's just doing that for nothing? Just in case
you
he got
to Logan to beat up middle schoolers?
Yeah, Logan's your bodyguard. No,
yes, he
right.
is.
The man of the house, that's right. Now, Logan will win.
Yeah, goddamn right. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.